on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Kieran Corr.
A Kent MP says urgent action needs to be taken at a Kent hospital trust to help make millions of pounds worth of savings. The trust, which runs the Kent and Canterbury, Ashford's William Harvey and the QEQM in Margate, faces a £40 million deficit and is hoping to save £16 million by the end of the year. The budget shortfall is being put down to taking on expensive agency staff. Here's Canterbury MP Julian Brazier.
It's extremely important that we attract good quality permanent staff to this very, very important trust in our area. We've got some really high quality people here, but it's important that we fill these gaps.
A woman's been cut free from her car after it flipped over following a crash near Canterbury. Emergency crews were called to Peen Hill in Blean, where it happened just before nine this morning. She was reportedly hit by another vehicle travelling from Canterbury as she rounded a bend. A Medway man's been jailed after smashing his car into a bus stop whilst drunk. It happened in Gillingham in June, just 3 months after Gary Reid was stopped for getting behind the wheel while disqualified and having no insurance. The 45-year-old from Cooling Road in High Horstow has been locked up for 2 years and 7 months and again been given a driving ban for 3 years.
This is KMFM News.
A privacy watchdog's uncovered a series of data security breaches at Kent County Council. Big Brother Watch found confidential information hadn't been handled properly at the authority five times in the 3 years from April 2011. In total, the group found over 4,000 data breaches in 3 years at local councils across the UK. Dan Nesbitt is from the watchdog and says it's not on.
This is information that people have trusted to local councils to, one, benefit them, and also they've trusted them to actually keep them safe. So, I mean, it's something that shouldn't be happening, and hopefully that something will be tackled more appropriately in the future.
A Maidstone woman whose 15-year-old nephew collapsed after taking a legal high is hoping to raise awareness of the dangers of them. The teenager was with friends in the town last Friday and had allegedly been given a synthetic drug by an adult. He then fell unconscious and was taken to hospital. Gemma Halliday says young people should think before taking the substances.
Please don't do it. You don't know what's in it. You've got your whole life ahead of you. You know, there are other ways, safe ways of having fun. Stay safe. You know, you don't want to end up as a statistic. Make a name for yourself. You want to do, not because you've been given something you shouldn't take.
A yellow weather alert has been issued for heavy rain in Kent later this week. Forecasters are warning of heavy thundery showers throughout Thursday and into Friday. They also say there's a chance of localised flooding, as some areas could see as much as 50 millimetres of rain by the end of Thursday. And there's good news if you're a fan of Leonardo DiCaprio and Martin Scorsese films, as they're teaming up again. It's understood they're adapting the book Devil in the White City for the big screen.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
In cricket, plays continuing at Canterbury as England take on Australia in their Ashes Test match. The visitors won the toss earlier and chose to bat. A short while ago, they're on 78 for two. Speaking before the match, batter Lydia Greenway, who's from Kent, says the squad should take on the series day by day.
We know that the Australians need 10 points and we need 8 points, and I think for us it's just about taking it day by day, session by session, and just doing what we can. And I think when we play the way that we can do, I think we've got a good chance of putting ourselves in a good position for this test match.
In football, Gillingham are travelling to take on Plymouth in the Capital One Cup later. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Joe.
Well, the team will be hoping for another win after beating Sheffield United 4-0 in League One over the weekend. Boss Justin Edinburgh says he's keeping his head very much in the game with a focus on fitness.
We're going to need to keep the group fit, that's for sure, because, you know, we've only got a small squad, but it's full of quality. And we haven't diluted it, and you know, we're just going to have to just ride out some you know, some waves and storms, and hopefully we'll be good for it.
Kickoff's at 7:45. And in tennis, Andy Murray will go up against brother Jamie for the first time ever in a tour level match this week. Along with veteran Leander Paes, the British number one reached the second round of the doubles at the Canadian Open in Montreal. They'll now face Wimbledon finalists Jamie Murray and John Peers.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.